welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. Today, I'm pleased to have Ed Edwards as my guest. Ed is an energy healer and works at the Millennium Healthcare Clinic, as well as his home up in Rabun County. And he's here today to talk about his unique talent with energy. Welcome, Ed.
Hello there, Dr. Kolb. Thank you for having me with you.
You're welcome. So, you want to give your audience a little bit of a background of how you discovered this gift that you had?
Okay, well, I've pretty much had the gift all my life. I can remember playing with the energy when I was just 2 or 3 months old and becoming really in tune with it as a baby and stuff. And so as I kind of came along in life, once I got into preschool, I used to sit around in the classroom and play with energy, and all the other kids in there would start tingling like crazy. And I didn't know really what I was doing. I just knew I could do something, and I could feel it and play with it. And so I did so all my life. And I kept asking people, what is this? What is this? And I'd kind of show them. They'd say, oh, you playing with the devil. Are you messing with something you shouldn't be messing with? And that's about all I could ever get out of anybody up in here. So I kept quiet with it most of my life and everything, and I kind of followed the path of science and physics and kept looking and hoping someone could be studying it or so. And back in 1994, finally, I came across a physicist from the University of Michigan, Dr. William Levingood, who was studying biofield energies and the different energies within the body and so forth. And he had already patented or was working on the patent for equipment that he had developed for monitoring this energy, which he also uses to quantify pain with. Well, I saw him on TV, got in touch with him, told him about what I could do to other people and this and that. He was real skeptical, but he invited me up there to Michigan and said that he would hook me up and check me out. And so I got to Michigan finally, got to his lab and had a nice little chat with him. And then we went to the lab and we started. And when we started, I made his equipment go totally nuts. I mean, he stopped everything, came over, checked all the connections, looked at everything, checked everything, and then he had me back away from it. He said, let me turn this stuff on again, and then let's start. So he turned it on again. It was flatline. And I walked up to it, and as I got up to it and connected in with it, the thing started going nuts again. And so that started a 4-year research project from 1994 to 98 of us trying to figure out and learn what this energy is. I came up with a lot of conclusions and everything and, you know, came up with a lot of formulation, a lot of theoretical ideas, and we still have a few, but he's pretty much now calling it biointrinsic energy, and the bio being of the body, and this intrinsic's from within. So what I'm doing now is basically using all my higher brain functions and knowingly and willingly controlling magnetic fields in my higher brain functions. And through working with Dr. Levingood there at the lab for those years and being hooked up to his equipment, I was able to take a gift that I had and very profoundly develop it. I can do things now that are just totally remarkable, as you've been aware of already, Dr. Kolb.
Right, yeah. Ed comes down almost every week, and he will do different patients in the office and the staff, and we feel the pressure of the energy try to push us over, tingling. It's really good for if you have any areas of low energy or pain. And it's basically a very, very concentrated form of healing energy that has an electromagnetic feel to it.
Yes. it's in the same line as Reiki, but about 1,000 times stronger. I can propagate nearly 800,000 microamps with a conscious field of energy in my head that they're able to measure and record. I'm now working with Dr. Bill Joins and John Kruth of the Ryan Research Center at Duke University. I go up there every couple of months and work with them in the bioenergy emissions lab, a little special dark room with all these special sensors in. They like for people like me to go get inside of and play with energy, and they look at all the ultraviolet radiation coming off of our bodies. Well, I'm the strongest one they found so far, and it's about two others that can do just a little bit also in there. But we're testing, or they're testing people all the time there.
Are they having any applications of the energy testing?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. That can be done through the Ryan Research Center in Raleigh-Durham up there. And all, you know, healers, they're out there very eager to test people.
So what sort of, are they going to be developing equipment like Dr. Levengood did?
Yes, and my last meeting with them a couple of weeks ago, they're getting a whole bunch, because of my work with them, they're getting a whole bunch of grants now that's coming in to be able to purchase other equipment and to develop further equipment. So we're putting together quite a few things there.
Well, one of the really interesting things that I think could be done, and I think Dr. Levengood was on the, you know, developing this, is to quantify pain.
Yes.
That's very important because, of course, especially in the workman's comp system, people are accused anyway of, you know, of faking pain, especially back pain and neck pain. So I had interviewed a physiologist at UCLA who developed, well, I think probably the first machine that quantified pain, Valerie Hunt. I don't know if you've heard of her, but she wrote a book on this energy. She studied healers for about 20 years.
I think I've heard her name mentioned through Dr. Levengood.
And I interviewed her. She was in her late 80s when I interviewed her. I think she's still around. She's a very remarkable woman. And like I said, I think she developed the first machine ever developed, except maybe. You never know what they're doing over in Russia. They've got they're years ahead of us over in Russia and the Eastern Bloc there. So I think she developed a machine that could quantify pain. Mm-hmm. And then somebody like yourself could modulate the pain, and the patient could then report what happened to the pain, as well as have the machines verify that, you know, something changed after the energy was applied.
Yes, a lot of stuff I did with Dr. Levengood was for them to take recorded data samplings of the energy and show which frequencies offset pain and so forth. And that's where I was able to learn how to resonate this energy. Basically,
concentrate it.
When I get up to a person that's in pain, I change my frequency of my body, operating frequency, to resonate into where they're at. I merge with them, and then I pull them out of the pain, back up to where they should be.
Right, right. And Valerie found that it was really the blue and purple frequencies that pulled people out of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense, because the pain shows up as a red frequency when it's measured.
Yeah.
I mean, in the red spectrum of whatever the scale is.
Mm-hmm.
And she found that I'm a really good pain healer too. We were demonstrating healing for the AJC, and I was working on someone who had some pain, and the guy was in the room, and he had had a migraine for 2 days. He walked in the room, and within a few minutes, his migraine was gone, and he couldn't understand that. And I said, "Well, it's a field. You know, I'm working on her, but you just stepped into the field, so therefore, it's going to work on you too." Without me really even intending that it's working on you.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
Yeah, so that's some stuff that Valerie actually brought in. And then the other thing she brought in was interesting, that some healers, and I suspect this is true of you, have a multi-frequency range where it's all the frequencies. And she said they are better at, they do pain, obviously, but they also do other things. They do, like, limb regeneration.
Mm-hmm. She had I've worked on that also with them.
Yeah, she had a healer do regenerate an amputated thumb at the MCP joint, which is down at the base of the thumb. So the point is that healers are like a different, depending on what part of the spectrum they work with, they can do different things. And if they learn to operate at full spectrum healing, then they can do regeneration and, you know, other things that are more complicated than just resolving pain.
Yeah, my work with Dr. Levengood allowed me to look at frequencies from a half a hertz up to 60 hertz and watch what my brain can do at different levels and amplitudes. And then when we would take people that were in pain, we'd have them hooked to the equipment, and they would be giving a reading of below the baseline, and so they were breaking down. And so when I would start applying the energy to them, whether it be hands-on, or a lot of times I would be sitting here in Clayton, Georgia, and they would have someone there in the lab in Michigan, and I'd just lock on to them over the telephone, and they would see the baseline go up almost within about 10 to 15 seconds.
Yeah, that's a demonstration of distant healing, and we've known for a while with the experimental data that it doesn't require the healer to be touching the patient or even in the same room. It can even probably be, you know, well, they've done it halfway across the world, but it's probably not limited even to that. You could probably do it outer space if you needed to.
Yeah, they say this will go clean across the galaxy. One of the radio shows I was on back in 2000, I was allowed to demonstrate the energy through the radio show worldwide, and had over 1,000 responses back and emails from that radio show of benefits that took place in all the different people all at the same instant in time.
Well, great.
And I was thinking that might be a little trial demonstration we could do here on this show if you'd let.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
No. So maybe for everybody that's in your audience out there, those that are hurting, got any type of pain, things like that, just kind of stay in tune here real close. And in a few minutes, we'll do a little exercise with energy, and I'll explain it first, that will show how this works very universally worldwide.
Well, first, let's give people your contact information and tell them when you're at Millennium.
Okay. Well, my contact information for appointments for getting with me at Millennium or anywhere else would be area code 706-782-5188. And that's up here in Raven County, up in Clayton, Georgia. I'm sitting up here on North Main Street at 25 Valley Street and North Main Street, right in the Rumor Has It parking lot, kind of. I built a brand new building here. So I'm going to do my healings here, and then I come to Atlanta to Millennium Healthcare almost every Wednesday. And if I have scheduled people, I'll come even more than that as needed down there. And so that'll be almost every Wednesday, or if I have more schedulings, I'll come a couple of days a week if needed.
Do you have a web address? I mean, not a web, but email address.
I have one for my photography studio.
People wanted to email you rather than call you.
Sure, they could call. They could do it on that, then I could file them off on another one. That would be Edwards, E-D-W-A-R-D-S, underscore, studio, S-T-U-D-I-O, at windstream.net. I'll spell it W-I-N-D. STREAM.net. And that's my business. I'm a photographer too, up here.
You know, when I give people my email address at Mindspring, that's old enough that people go, "What?"
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So we're getting older, Ed.
Yeah, we are. But it's getting funner, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah, the closer we get up here to the old age, the more fun I'm having.
Yeah. Well, today's my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
I'm 57.
Wow, you've only got me
sounding
by...
Sounding really old.
Well, you've only got me by 4 years, so
there
I'm catching
go.
Up with you quick there. I'll give you an extra little boost right here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
You'll be ready to go dancing tonight.
There you go. There you go. I woke up this morning and go, oh.
Mm-hmm. But getting back to the point there where you have people getting healing effects that weren't even being healed on, that is something that we noticed also. They would set up fluxgate magnetometers around me up there at the lab in Michigan. And by watching the scopes, they could see these fields of energy around me pulsate outward and inward, moving, as I learned how to change the polarity fields within my mind.
And there's something important to understand about this energy, which is really scalar energy.
Yes.
One of your neighbors up there was an expert in scalar energy.
Charlie Plyler and Dr. Galen Hieronymus.
And Peter.
Peter Kelly.
Kelly, who developed the Betar machine.
Betar. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, he was a friend.
And I have at Peter's request to do work with Peter, for at least 10 years, maybe more. And
mm-hmm.
Peter was really an expert on scalar energy and helped me understand what was going on. And I think there's two things the audience needs to know. Number one, it's a field effect. We talked about that earlier, that
mm-hmm.
if you're in the field, like close to the person generating the energy, you will get the benefit of it. And it's not something that it's just naturally beneficial. There's
mm.
no intent to it. It just being in these fields just puts one in better alignment and improves whatever's wrong with you. Or
exactly.
if you have nothing wrong with you, it just increases your energy in general.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and then the
fields,
other, field, sorry,
let me break in there. Let me break in there a second. What we got
yeah.
there. The fields will extend much further than that, being opened
right.
by conscious energy.
Right, like you're going to do it over the phone
mm-hmm.
Out to everybody who's listening.
Yes,
so that's,
their conscious
that's
energy opens the door.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that I think we need to understand about scalar energy is that scalar energy is not limited to this dimension.
No, it's not at all.
Right, and that's probably why, you know, people trying to study scalar energy kind of got shut down sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, when you put your two hands together and the hands face each other out in front
mm-hmm.
of you, an energy field forms between the hands that is kind of like the simplest form of scalar energy. And if you say you have somebody with an injured wrist, which I often have.
Mm-hmm.
I had a patient just, I think it was on Tuesday, or maybe it was Monday, have a really, really, really bad injury of a wrist. He was doing something and his wrist popped, and then after that
mm-hmm.
he couldn't use it, swelled up, it was just a mess. So I just did some healing on him. I just put my two hands on either side of it, and really, he felt a pulling sensation, you know, just a pulling.
Mm-hmm.
And then I knew it was done when it was done because I quit feeling the pulling, and he did too. And then he was just going around, that's amazing, that's really amazing. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And he had never heard of energy before. But, but you know, basically you can help anybody who's injured. You can help animals that are injured, infants. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
require any belief, like, you know, you have to believe in it to work. It doesn't require that. You know, it's going to work anyway. And it just puts things into better, a higher state of energy. And it's an interdimensional force so that it doesn't require it to travel, say, from Clayton, Georgia to, say, you've got somebody in California who's listening. There's no time lapse.
Mm-mm.
Which would be if it traveled in this dimension, there would be a time lapse based on the speed of light. There's no time lapse for it. So
no time lapse at all.
Yeah, so it's working interdimensionally in a way that we need to study further to understand, you know, what is
mm-hmm.
actually going on with the interdimensional physics. That's why physicists study it. I mean,
yes.
That, you know, that's
I had the opportunity from 1998 till 2003, until the death of Charlie Plyler. He was the founder of the ELFRAD group,
uh-huh.
the Extremely Low Frequency Research and Development. He's the guy that developed the equipment for studying precursor signals to earthquakes and getting warning signals 90 to 120 minutes ahead of time. We found out back in the 90s that when I would do long-range energy healings, it was showing up on his equipment.
Uh-huh, right.
And he's the one that developed the idea that this was the scalar energy. And
right.
we will prove the scalar energy effect here very shortly in this program. When I do the energy long-range effect here with all the audience and everything,
uh-huh.
You are recording and archiving this radio show.
Right.
In the future, when people click back to this show and listen to it and then take part in the energy experiments, they will get the same effects just as though it were in real time.
Right.
The radio shows that I did back in the 90s, late 90s, when I would do the same energy effects, people go back and listen to them, and it knocks them all over the place.
Right.
The gravitational waves and everything is implanted in this other dimension. So the conscious energy reopens the quantum universe, allowing the energy transfer to come through no matter what point in time that they may listen to it. And that will show exactly in existence how the scalar waves work.
Right.
And their existence there.
That's great.
So would you like to do an experiment with people now?
Sure.
Okay. Everybody out there, we're going to do a little exercise in energy here, and I'm going to lock in a field of energy with the planet and let everybody experience it and feel what goes on. Now, I'm going to set my phone up here for speakerphone. It may sound a little funny, but y'all should hear me. Okay, can you hear me okay, Dr. Cope?
I can.
Okay. If everybody that can stand up, if they will stand up, they'll get to experience the gravity wave. Even those sitting down will still feel it and stuff. That will come in just a few moments. So everybody start holding your hands, kind of what it looked like if you were praying, or down at a little bit lower angle than that, kind of about in between what shaking someone's hands and up in praying stance. Have your palms touching and your fingertips touching. All right, now very slowly pull your hands apart. Bring them out slowly 2, 3, 4 inches apart. Now change directions and start coming back inward. Very slowly. Now change directions and slowly pull back out about an inch or two. By now you should be feeling some really strong magnetic heat or tingling sensations in your hands. Just kind of adjust your hands in and out till these sensations get stronger and stronger. That's the locking in that's going on through the quantum universe between myself and all of you. That's it. Work it back and forth just a little and become very aware to it. All right, now I'm going to project energy through there, which will change it to nearly an electrical sensation in a lot of people. Here it comes. Like I say, if any of you got aches and pains, cancer, or any of those problems in your bodies, just let this energy flow through those areas. You'll feel a tingling heat or magnetic sensations throughout your whole bodies, especially if you're in pain. All right, I'm moving the energy back and forth. Revving it up and getting you connected in real good. Alright, now kind of lower your hands, pull your hands apart. It's kind of like stretching taffy or rubber bands. Straighten your arms out, then let them hang down, and then rotate your arms so that your palms are aimed straight ahead. Your thumbs are out away from you, your little fingers, you know, towards you. Hold your arms out all 6 or 8 inches off your body. Spread your feet a little and beware of your balance. This is where we'll demonstrate the gravity wave. The gravity wave effect is caused by me changing the polarity fields of the energy.
What I'm going to do is start out in a moment and hold a real strong DC negative field of energy. I'll release it and then go to a DC positive field. When I hit the different fields, beware of your balance and see what happens. All right, you should be locked in, feeling a kind of funny sensation in the hands. Here comes the DC negative. That's a DC negative field. Very strong DC negative. All right, now I'm going neutral. Now I'm going to DC positive. That's DC positive. I'm still holding it. Now back to negative. Now, like I said, if any of you are hurting by now, you should be tingling and getting quite warm out there. There's DC negative. Then back positive. Now, this energy is going worldwide right now. And will do so anytime in the future when it's played back from the archives. Here's the negative. And then the positive. All right. Now just stay locked in right there. Now I'm going to shift the energy to a right angle and then a left angle, which are basically, I'm going to try to pull everybody out there to their right now. Basically, my magnetic field's locking onto your magnetic fields on your right side of your body and attracting you. Now neutral. Now I'm going to pull the other direction. And move it back and forth. This is kind of what I call the drunken sailor effect. I'm demonstrating all these different effects because I want everybody to become aware of the polarity effect. That's the most important feature with the energy and being able to consciously change the polarity. All right. Everybody sit back down, relax, and they should have a good, warm, tingling sensation now. Hello, Dr. Kolb. How are you there?
I'm better. Thank you.
That charge you up for the afternoon?
That wake me back up.
All right. How is everything now?
Good.
Good, good. Do you have a caller line?
I don't know whether we do or not. We might. Let me see if I've got it on here. I don't know if this works. We have a call-in number, 888-815-9756. But I know that they did change the numbers, so
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that that works.
I remember seeing one here. Here it says call-in numbers, 888-627.
Everybody sit back down.
Whoa. Had a reverb effect there.
Mm-hmm. What's the number you have?
One moment. Get it again here and get my...
I'm reading it off the schedule.
I see it, 888-627-6008.
I guess that's a possibility. I don't have that one.
888-627-6008. Let's see if anybody calls in on that number.
Okay.
or if anything happens there. I don't know how you got connected.
Yeah. Well, I'm
probably
pretty
sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that there's another number. Well, actually, this number got changed, so I think
mm-hmm.
we have to change it on our thing, so I don't know that it's real.
Okay. That's what I'm seeing there, but we'll go on without it.
Number will work just fine.
Okay.
800 number will work just fine. Or did you need any more numbers?
All right, so that's a good number?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And it hunts for the best line, so it's good.
Toll-free in the U.S. and Canada.
Okay. The one that Ed gave is a good number.
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, the one I gave, I'm going to have to change it on our call-in sheet because it's the old number.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you want to repeat that number, Ed, because you've got the good number.
Okay, the good number is 888-627-6008. We'll see if anybody out there that might have felt that could call in.
All right.
Anyhow.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about what you can help people with.
Well, so far, just about...
Line one, caller.
Okay.
Well, let's take that call and we'll go from there.
Yes, caller, go ahead and speak.
Hello, my name is Kathy from New York, and I did feel something. I'm not sure what I felt, but I felt something.
Yes. Did you?
Cool.
Did you get the tingle and magnetic sensation?
Yes, mostly on the right.
Mm-hmm. Is the right side some area that you might have had problems with in the past?
Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, the energy will normally make people tingle, and then when I do the polarity effect from the DC positive and negative, if they're standing, the positive pushes people backwards, and the negative will pull them over forwards in a lot of cases. And it's real fun to play with kids with. I'm up here in the country, and we'll get, you know, 10, 15 kids out in the field, and I'll start doing that energy, and I'll bump it backwards real hard. I normally can make a bunch of them hit the ground.
I felt like I was swaying a little bit.
Yes.
Right. That's common.
That's the polarity effect. When the swaying is created when the fields of energy are expanding or contracting. When I hit the field of energy on my end with a DC positive field, I expand the quantum universe, and that kind of pushes you backwards. When I hit it with a DC negative field, it shrinks the quantum universe, and that kind of pulls you over forwards. Now, I gave a lecture 2 weeks ago up in Greensboro, North Carolina, and most of the times when I give lectures, they put me on a podium and the audience is in front of me. This time in Greensboro, they put me in the middle, and everybody was sitting all the way around me, 360 degrees. So when I demonstrated the polarity effect, it pushed everybody backwards, and then it pulled them in forwards, but it was so interesting to watch standing in there in the middle, it sucked them in towards me from all directions and then repelled them in all directions. Really wild from my perspective. But,
I would love to be in your presence, you know.
Yeah, when I do, a lot of times when I do healings, I'll do groups of people. I prefer doing groups at a time because I can start with the whole group and then work individually with one person at a time for a few minutes, and everybody else in the group will benefit. A lot of times when I'm there, I'll have children. You know, if there are children present, I'll have them a lot of times say, "Mommy, there's light coming out of that man." And it's so funny, though, just to look around and see their expressions when I, you know, hit certain frequencies, and they just light up like crazy.
Well, at first I didn't, you know, I wasn't sure, but I did it, you know, along with you there, just thinking, well, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then it surprised myself that, you know, it wasn't a great sensation, but I did, I know there was something going on, and it was like a, almost reminded me of a tingling, like when your foot falls asleep and then you wake up.
That's the exact it.
Kind of like that.
That's what Dr. Livingood calls it, charge density pulses, or charge density plasma, that is creating that. Basically, I have learned. I've been doing this. I've been playing with this energy ever since I was a baby. But I've learned how to lock my conscious energy on with the planet and use the planet's magnetosphere, magnetic energy, to carry my energy worldwide instantly. And I wish Charlie Plyler hadn't died with Elfred. We had some fantastic research going on there that was proving all of it. Yeah, but we lost a great researcher when he passed. But go ahead.
I really didn't believe, but I'm a believer now. I totally, I know something.
I make believers out of everybody. This is measurable, what I do.
Yes. You know how I don't know the word to use, but when you're supposed to, you know, hear something, do something, they usually don't listen to the radio after my other show, but I decided today just to see what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so much, and I'm going to, you know, check out the website you said, and I'll let another caller come, but thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a blessed day.
You're welcome.
And I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And if you want to read about Ed, Ed's work is up on Millennium Healthcare. It's www.templeofhealth.ws. And go to Millennium Healthcare, and he has a page up there about his work.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And like I said, y'all, this program will be archived. Pass it around to your friends. Take it and listen to it in the future and take part in this energy experiment as though it was in real time, and you'll get the same effects. It'll push and pull you.
Yeah, let me tell them where to find the archive show. It'll be up in about a week.
Sure.
It'll be at www.plastikos.com, PlastikOS.com. If you go to resources and then radio and then archives, it'll be there. Or you can just Google Temple of Health, Edd Edwards. Google's easier to use.
Yeah, they can just Google Ed Edwards, Edd. EDWARDS, and find all kinds of things on me.
That's right.
I'm a photographer, so I got a bunch of galleries and nature galleries, and then I do my energy stuff, and then there's tabloids. I've written a bunch of energy topics on me, and then there's my research at the Ryan Research Center, and then, of course, there at Millennium Healthcare. You'll find links to me with Dr. Livingood. If you don't recognize that name, if you've ever looked into these crop circles and things like that.
Online for Charlotte.
Okay, but Charlotte, go ahead.
Hello, Charlotte, are you there? Hello, Charlotte.
Up on it.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Okay, but.
So Livingood was doing research on crop circles? Because that's
yes,
a lot of electromagnetic energy there.
That's how I kind of stumbled on him. His equipment made the news. He was on with Dan Rather on 2020. And that's what caught my attention to him. And so that's how I learned of him.
Yeah.
And then when I got up there and got to talking to him, he said, oh, yeah, I study crop circles. So he studies the changes in the energy fields in the plant materials in
crop
circles.
Yeah, that's because the crop circles are interdimensional. So
exactly.
Whenever there's interdimensional scalar stuff going on, you're going to be able to leave footprints.
See it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's footprints. And
right.
So he
literally
was...
electromagnetic footprints in the crop circles.
Yes. And so he would take the plants that they would send the samples in from all over the world to him, and he would analyze them in his lab.
And then the ones that were done by humans didn't have that energy signature.
Yeah, they didn't have the signature in them.
They were just crumpled.
Mm-hmm.
And the plants weren't alive either. The plants were stepped on. And
exactly.
And but yet the crop circle ones, the real crop circles, the plants were viable. And they
debunked
were able
a
to
lot
be harmed,
of them.
But they didn't destroy anything.
Yes, sure did. All right. Well, let's see. We've got about 15 minutes. You want to do... Let me see here. I'll focus, do a sitting still thing here, and I'll light everybody up out there in the audience and let everybody just get good and warm, tingly feeling. Let me set my mic thing back up here. All right, everybody sitting there in your chairs. Hold your hands kind of like you were holding a grapefruit or a coconut between your hands. All right, now move them back and forth just a little bit. You'll be getting a real strong magnetic sensation and tingling in the fingers. Let the fingers kind of stay, you know, relaxed. All right, now I learned this trick here working with some paraplegics. So I'm going to send pulses through this energy here and work on wiggling everybody's fingers out there. Here they come. Let your fingers totally relax. And what I'm doing is sending energy through this quantum universe, through this ball of energy, and activating the muscles in your fingers out there. This is really neat. I got a buddy of mine broke his back in a car wreck, and he was paralyzed from the neck down. And every time I get around him, his fingers and toes and whatever will just start wiggling like crazy. Then I kind of realized what I was doing was amplifying what he was wanting to do, but then I learned how to set up these signal patterns. Everything that I've learned to do, I've learned it by being out in the woods up here in the country and or interacting and just doing it with people. There, feel that in the fingers? They ought to be tingling real good. All right, now I'm going to rev it up here. I'm going to take the frequency from about 3 hertz where we've been at. I'm going to take it up to about 17 hertz. All right, this should create kind of a harmonic energetic feeling throughout the body. And now I'll bring it up a little more, which should turn your body temperature heated up. Hopefully everybody's in a cold area. But this will warm you right up like backing up to a wood heater. And if you got any aches and pains in your bodies or sicknesses or whatever, they'll cook. All right, now, if you can, kind of let your ankles rest on the floor, but have your feet up off the floor, you know, like your ankles are touching the floor, your back of your feet, if you're sitting in your chairs. Spread your feet just a little bit. Now, I'm going to send signals out and see if I can't tickle your feet a little bit. Feel that going up and down your feet? This is like an energy massage, non-local effect. All these things that I'm doing here to demonstrate the energy is having a major healing effect on everybody that's taking part. All right. Now, pull your hands apart to about the size of holding a basketball or a little bit bigger. And then take one leg at a time or so and put your knee in the middle of that basketball. Where your hands are about an inch or two out on each side of it. Now I'm setting up some energy patterns. Everybody should be feeling this in their hands. And something funny going through their knees. If any of you like me getting a little bit of age on the knees, this will make them feel real good. All right, now bounce it over to the other knee.
You always want to balance your systems out a little bit. You got, you know, weak cartilage and stuff, this will feel good. If you already had a knee replacements and stuff, this will loosen them right up and make them feel real good. All righty. Shake your hands and break loose, and that'll make y'all tingle and warm all afternoon. Did it put you to sleep, Dr. Cove?
Nope, I'm still with you.
Good, good, good. A lot of people go to sleep on me when I do that to them. Makes them feel really good, just like they've had a good hot meal and sitting by a fireplace.
Right.
Your toes are tingling?
Mm-hmm.
Good. You'll be dancing all afternoon. Get that energy levels back up. We've got for a few more minutes.
Yep.
Well, then let's do a gravity wave thing. I like doing them. They're
okay.
Fun. Get everybody to stand back up. They're all locked in real good. I like to just play around with this because it's healing everybody and it's demonstrating energy at the same time. So it's a win-win-win situation. So everybody that can stand up, stand up. And if not, just sit there and you should feel the tugging, pushing, and pulling. All right? Hold your hands about like if you was holding a beach ball out here in front of you. Pump it a couple of times and you should feel a pressure field there. Now, kind of just roll them outward. Here it comes. Here's DC negative. This is a DC negative field. Now here's DC positive. That's DC positive. I'm expanding the quantum universe. Now back to DC negative. I'll hold the DC negative a little longer this time. See if I can't pull you off balance. That's a strong DC negative field. Now neutral. Now real strong DC positive. Then back to DC negative. Like I said, I'm just coupling my brain, my consciousness with the whole earth. And I'm expanding and shrinking the fields of energy. I'm just going back and forth now. And this polarity shifting and changing is having a major healing effect on everyone. That's it. You feel it coming through there. Here's DC negative, real strong. There's DC negative. Now, positive, real strong. And this will warm you up, too. All right. That's enough of that. We'll see if there's something else you want to chat about right quick. If not, hello.
Hey. Well, I wanted everybody to understand that we are part of larger energy fields, and Ed has just helped you feel that. There are some electromagnetic shifts going on right now on our planet, and Ed is always one of the first people to tell me about things that are shifting due to the sun's energy fields and the magnetic fields of the earth are shifting right now. So it's time to become aware of that, not only for your own healing, but just in general. I think that's an important thing that we've, you know, that is different now. There's
paying attention to the sun is very, very important.
Right. And
especially as we go towards solar maximum 24, which will peak out here in 2013.
Right, right.
And the amount of radiation that is making it down to ground level now that used to get reflected back out in space because of our depleted ozone has greatly increased. It's causing cancer, skin cancers, and people like crazy.
Right.
So people need to be very aware of what's going on with the sun.
Yeah. And there's also shifts in the magnetic field due to other bodies approaching Earth that are not usually approaching Earth.
True. We're going into cycles that only happen every 260,000 years and such.
Right.
All going to kind of come to play this next year or two.
Yeah, so the Earth changes, the tsunamis, the volcanoes, the earthquakes are all due to these electromagnetic shifts, especially shifts of the magnetic field and the effect it's going to have on the planet, the different weather patterns, possibly even a pole shift if it gets intense enough. So,
this is solar maximum 24 coming up. The sun's magnetic poles will flip
right
here, this go round, which we'll see what it will happen to Earth then when the sun flips.
Yeah, it's not exactly known what's going to happen.
It's not known what's going to happen, but we do know that the sun does this every... yeah, something's going to happen. It happens all the time. It's not going
to
be the end of the world. It's not things. It just changes.
Yeah.
You know, things cycle and all. It's been doing it for many billions of years. It's not going to go kaboom or anything like that. It's just going to go, whoa, this is not happening like it did yesterday.
So becoming aware of all that would be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's different places on the internet that you can go and get information. What is the one that you always show me at the office?
I always use Today's Space Weather. It's put out by NASA and the government. It's legitimate. If you watch those scales, and any time those scales jump up in the M or X areas, when they spike up to there, stay out of the sun for the next 3 days. And especially if they're in the X area, if you're out in the country, watch the northern sky late at night, and you may see the northern lights when you see those X's pop up on that scale.
And then for the other things going on with the magnetic field, there's some good things on Before It's News. And there's other websites as well. But
true, the magnetometer chain. What I can do, there is also another new place that's on the internet. It's called Solar Ham, SolarHam. If you'll put that in Google search engine, Solar Ham. It's a combination of many different informations coming in on one page there for monitoring the sun. Got your magnetometers, your radiation, your K indices, X-ray fluxes, everything coming in. All
you
on
may
one
want
page.
To use more sun protection right now.
Yes, that's a must.
Don't go out without. I've had a number of patients become severely sunburned with very short sun exposure. And they were very surprised by it, but this is something that...
that's the biggie. That's what I'm talking about.
This radiation.
The radiation is coming through where it used to get reflected back out into space our ozone layer is nearly gone up there.
Right.
So people are going to get burned if they're out in it, and please don't let children be out in it.
Right.
My God, they're so much more sensitive to the sun than us adults are. You know, young children.
Well, we've come to the end of our hour, Ed. You can... reach Ed again. Give your contact information one more time, Ed.
My phone is 706-782-5188, and leave a message. I'll get back with you as quick as I can, because I travel a good bit and out of town some. And I'm in Clayton, Georgia, on North Main Street at 25 Valley Street. I have a business here called Edwards Studio. I guess I'll call it Edwards Studio and Healing Center here. Once I get it opened up, good. But I'm here in Clayton, Georgia, up in the mountains, northeast Georgia. Very country, very peaceful. And then I'm in Atlanta at Dr. Susan Kolb's Millennium Healthcare on Wednesdays. So y'all come find me if you're hurting or aching. I've got ways to make you feel better. Takes no medication and stuff.
Well, thanks, Ed. I appreciate you joining us. Next week, next week we're going to have Seth David Chernoff, Manual for Living, A User's Guide to the Meaning of Life. Everybody wants to know the meaning of life, so that's good. On the 10th, Dr. Bradley Nelson, The Emotion Code, How to Release Your Trapped Emotions for Abundant Health, Love, and Happiness. On the 17th, Lamont Wood, Out of Place in Space and Time. And on the 24th, we will have David Gahn talking about double helix water. There is no noetic science this month. People tend to be too busy to come to meetings. But next, in January, we're going to have noetic science the third Thursday of every month through November, the third Thursday, and we'll be announcing those. If you want to be added for our newsletter, please call 770-457-4677. We have an electronic as well as a slow mail version that could come out to you with the schedules and other events happening at Millennium Healthcare and Plastico Surgery Center. Again, thanks for joining us. Ed, thanks a lot. We appreciate your demonstrating the energies and explaining a little bit about what we do know about them. We have a lot more to learn, and I'm glad you're working with the Rhine Institute to help that happen. This is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Join us next week. We'll be right back.